الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم علماء الكرام most respected brothers also our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers It is only Allah the Baraka wa Ta'ala's fazl, ihsan, His kindness, His favor, His mercy that He took us to those Mubarak lands and brought us back. Although we made a lot of dua that ab na jana ho garam ko wapas chupke ye mange dua hai mujhko apna bana lo karam se ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے So tonight being a Monday night majlis whilst making the tilawat of the Quran Sharif this morning the normal regular tilawat so I was reciting the verses of Surah Mu'minun although I discussed those verses at length in some Jummah bayans But the desire came in the heart to repeat because the audience on Jummah occasion and on Monday night are two different audiences. And the more we repeat, the better. But before we do that, since the heart is still there in Madina Sharif, therefore I will read a short Naat Sharif without much explanation. دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے Because شاہ محمد احمد صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم from India So he said ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف But in reality we being from South Africa So we should read into it from South Africa to Madinah Sharif again دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے حضرت میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ take you very very quickly again to the دربار of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and may your ears once again listen to the Labbaik sounds from all sides. It is something unique. It is something that you don't find anywhere in the world. Groups of people from all countries coming into the Haram Sharif. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. Of course, we also make labbaik, but our labbaik is an extremely weak labbaik. We say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are at your command, we are present, we are ready to fulfill all your hukam, all your commands, all your orders. But after the recitation of the labbaik, straight away we indulge in so many sins, even in the state of ihram. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect all of us. So he says, Labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye, saqi tujhe phir jam muhabbat ke pilaye. May you drink the cauldrons from the ocean of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May you be given that much to drink, that much to drink of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are distanced from nafs and shaitan and your whole life revolves around the ahkam of Allah ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. That is the true jami muhabbat. Darbar Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Teba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye, ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے, ساقی تجھے جام پھر جام محبت کے پلائے, اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے. May Allah protect everybody from all kinds of shirk. One is the shirk that we know that we associate partners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is shirk. Those sifat and those attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which are special to Him, to associate anybody as a partner in those attributes is shirk. But at the same time, riya is also a form of shirk. When a person does any kind of ibadat, he is performing hajj upon hajj, or umrahs upon umrah, or the person is giving plenty of charities, or the person is building dini institutions, or giving for hospitals, for the poor, for the needy, or he is engaged in any other kind of good deed and good action, but his niyat and maqsad is so that I may be recognized as a very charitable person, as a very pious person, as a very obedient servant of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that I may be recognized as one who is very generous and kind. So if the niyat is anything other than the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is also shirk. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from all kinds of shirk. And ta umra tujhe sunnat nabawi pe chalaye. Throughout our lives we seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the tawfiq, the grace, to be able to practice upon the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. That is the only thing that will lead us to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naqsh-e qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. حضرت مولا کی مختصر صاحب دامت برکاتہ, نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. So we are seeking from Allah تبارک و تعالی, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے. دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے, پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے, لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے, ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے، اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے، تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے، ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے، ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے، دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے، ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے، دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے. May Allah give us the taste and the sweetness of Iman and make us madly in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Such kind of ishq that it becomes our desire to follow his way, to make amal on his teachings. True ishq demands true obedience. Not just singing praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the whole night and then sleeping fajr time. Oh, in our actions, in our ibadah, there is nothing, no sign of ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In our features, our faces, in our libas, our dressing, no sign of the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of ishq is that? If a person cannot even be recognized as an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from his zahir, from his outward, although there may be nothing in the heart, but at least from the outward, the person who is saying is an ashik, there must be some recognition that is an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are saying, Diwana tujhe ishq-e-mo, Muhammad ka banaye. Inshallah, some other time again we'll discuss this in depth. دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے، پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تجائے، لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے، ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے، اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے، تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے، ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے، دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے. اے میری دعا اب تیرا مقصود بر آئے، زمزم سے تیری پیاس کو اللہ بجھائے، زمزم سے تیری پیاس کو اللہ بجھائے. May Allah quench your thirst with the water of زمزم. پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر، پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر، کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے، پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر، کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے. May your gaze fall once again on the green dome, and may you attach your chest to the walls of the Kaaba Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give you the opportunity again. May Allah bless us all with that opportunity. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the du'as that we made and take us repeatedly to those Mubarak places without any pride, without any arrogance, with halal rizq and in complete obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم. We are not going to discuss this whole thing today, but inshallah we will discuss some one or two ayats tonight. Now this surah, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, we don't have many riwayat from him. He was so scared, he was so concerned that he must not say anything or not attribute anything to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not say. Whereas there was absolutely no doubt that whatever he would have said, it would have been 100% what he had heard from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is one of the riwayat that we find with from Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And that is again one of the signs of the Qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I mentioned this before too, that we must never, never, ever say that this person can never change. When kuffar can change, when mushrikeen can change, when Yahud and Nasara can change, when those who set out with their swords to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they can change. And change to such an extent that he sleeps next to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an in Madina Sharif. Khazra, beneath the Rosa Mubarak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a shan, what a greatness. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, next to him was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, and next to him was Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. The one who set out with his sword to assassinate, he is sleeping next to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So we must not say that this person can never change. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can give hidayat any time. Our duty is to continue with the effort to make the dua for the person and to have great hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the person will change. After that, whether he changes or not, that is not in our hands. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made extensive effort, but his own uncle refused to accept. And yet he dearly loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He went out of his way to protect Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had to reveal the ayat to console Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says that these ayat which I just recited before you, He says that whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wahi used to come upon him, then the people that were sitting around him, they used to hear like the humming of the bees. Like the bees are humming. That kind of a sound. People around him used to hear that. So on one occasion he said that is what was happening, that suddenly we heard like the bees, the buzzing of the bees or humming of the bees. Now we knew that this was now the occasion of the revelation of some ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif. So we remained seated there, and then the verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. As soon as they were revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned facing the Qibla. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned towards the Qibla. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he recited, or he made a dua after these verses were revealed. Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna. O Allah, give us increase, do not decrease. Now in those words he has covered so many things. He didn't say just in wealth, in property, in children or anything like that. Zidna. Now anything that is good, anything that is khair in it, asking for increase in all that. Now it's just this dua, if we have to discuss, we can carry on for hours. In ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in understanding, in ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, in ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in everything we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for an increase. In our wealth also we are asking for increase. It's not only limited to wealth. We think that wealth is the only thing in the world. So the person is asking for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately after the revelation of these verses, said, Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna. Don't bring about any kind of decrease, because many times it happens that a person is on the path, he is making progress, he is increasing in his knowledge, he is increasing in his ibadat, he is increasing in his closeness of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is increasing in his yaqeen, he is increasing in his tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is increasing in so many different things of his life. And then suddenly he starts declining. Suddenly after that there's a decline. He just gets caught up in one discussion somewhere, or somebody's whispering into his ears, and the person starts declining. Or some bad company, or bad environment, or watch something that was haram, and the person gets caught up. So therefore we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for increase, and we say there must be no decrease. That means there mustn't be any kind of decrease. وَأَكْرِمْنَا وَلَا تُهِنَّا. And asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he must give respect. Respect is something that is required in this world. If a person does not enjoy respect, then nobody is going to listen to him. If the father is not respected by the son, then you think the son is going to obey him. If the father is drinking, gambling, fornicating, the father is watching all the filth on the television screen, and then he orders the son, who is little pious and righteous, to do something, or sit, then the son is not going to, if he's got no respect for him, he's not going to obey him. So respect is required. If a person has got no respect in the eye of the people, then they're not going to listen to him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Ya Allah, give us respect. And then at the same time, it says, don't cause any kind of embarrassment. I'm just giving explanation. Don't let any kind of embarrassment or humiliation to come upon us. Because certain kinds of embarrassment and humiliation and disgrace is a lifelong stigma. The person then just cannot give any kind of bayan or any kind of waaz or any kind of nasihat, because he was caught up in this kind of a compromising position somewhere. And he was known as a Haji Sahab, Maulana Sahab, Mufti Sahab, Qari Sahab, Khanqa Sahab, or Tabligh Sahab. And now he was caught in some kind of a compromising position. Na'uzubillahi min zalik, may Allah Ta'ala protect. If the person was suddenly seen in a rave club or a disco or watching some haram on the television, or the person was caught in adultery or fornication, Now lifelong it will become very, very difficult for this person to then raise his head and give some kind of bayan and waz and nasihat. Immediately the thought will come into the person's mind who is listening that he must go and reform himself first. They might not say it that openly, but how many times we hear that that person must go and reform himself first. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala that there must be no kind of embarrassment and humiliation and disgrace that must come upon us due to our actions, due to our deeds, due to our short-sightedness, that we just went for immediate pleasure and we forgot that what is going to be the consequences of this immediate pleasure, which was temporary pleasure. 121 times now you must listen. You already heard 120 times, but now listen 121 times. Mana masiyat mein mujre mana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi bagawat hai. Mana masiyat mein mujre mana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi bagawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai, zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza aabru ka dafn karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. We agree, we acknowledge, we believe that there is a little bit of pleasure in haram. Haram, there is also some kind of pleasure, a little while of pleasure. Thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se kaisi bagawat hai. What kind of rebellion is this against your creator? The one who is nourishing, the one who is providing the sustenance, the one who has blessed us with that sight, with that health, with that wealth. Now we are using all that for his disobedience. Kaisi bagawat hai. If he snatches away all those ni'mats and the person is strapped to a hospital bed with all the tubes running through all parts of the body and with the oxygen mask on the face, unable to breathe, at that time tell that person, now what are you desirous of? Must we bring that mashuk and that illicit beloved of yours? Or you want shifa and cure from the one whom you disobeyed? At that time every person, no matter who he is, he will say that, to hell with that mashuk. I want shifa. And once I get shifa, I promise I will never return to those sins. They will say like that. Of course, sickness, disease, ill health, it does not mean every person it is an azab for him. Through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes people reach very high stages. So that is a different story. But what I am discussing is that if the health and the wealth and everything is snatched away, then who will go for all those haram? So it's a rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. A little while of pleasure, that's all it is. No matter what that pleasure is, it is for a little while. Even if a whole night a person is dancing, finally the night is going to end. The person cannot go on dancing with that woman until the end of his life. There's going to be an end that will come to that night. But then, look at the disgrace and the embarrassment. We are not talking about non-Muslims here. We are not talking about those who have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala with regards to aqaid, that they haven't even accepted Islam. For them, this world is a world of pleasure, enjoyment, fun, entertainment. We are talking about those who have believed that now this person, lifelong, the person is going to suffer embarrassment. Those people who are associated with masajid, madaris, khanqas, tabligh, dawat, dini institutions, they are trustees of masajid or madaris, or any person who is associated with some kind of dini activity, then he is actually burying that izzat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to him. When Allah ta'ala gave the tawfiq that we made our zahir right, we start putting on the garb of those who are pious. We kept the beard, we wore the topis, we wore the kurtas. Ladies wore their burqas and niqabs and hijab. And So it means that we have put our zahir right, indicating that we are on that path which is the path and the road of the pious. So now when the person is caught in such kind of sin and such kind of haram, then it is the burying of that izzat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to that person. Person who was respected in society, but because of that zina that he was caught in, or because of that stealing that he was caught, or because of that fraud, or because of murder, or because of any other kind of haram that he indulged in, drinking, gambling, the person was taking interest, or the person was taking drugs. Now if he was caught, then that izzat which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave, janaza abru ka dafna karna, ye kaisi himaqat hai, what kind of stupidity and foolishness is this? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave izzat, he gave respect, and the person is now burying that respect and that honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to him, just for that little while of pleasure, that temporary pleasure. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, wa akrimna wa la tuhinna, wa a'tina wa la tahrimna. And oh Allah, bless us with your bounties, open the floodgates of your ni'mats for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, du'as were mu'jizat. Every word of his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's du'a, there was deep meaning. We can make as much du'as as we can in our words, in our language, it's permissible. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's du'as, it is mu'jizat itself. It was comprehensive, very great depth in whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked. So he's saying, oh Allah, bless us, wa'atina, bless us with your ni'mats, with your bounties, and don't deprive us of those ni'mats. Now who is it that does not want ni'mats from Allah Ta'ala? And is there anyone else that gives besides Allah Ta'ala? So he's saying that give to us these ni'mats and don't deprive us of these ni'mats. Because it can only come from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore that dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jamiya saqatik, which we discussed, that the person is asking for protection of all those ni'mats. He doesn't want any kind of zawal to come upon it. He doesn't want any kind of loss, any kind of disappearance, any kind of vanishing of those ni'mats, sudden losses. All those things he's asking Allah Ta'ala for protection. But we're not discussing that dua now. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, oh Allah, bless us with your bounties and don't deprive us of those ni'mats and those bounties. Wa asirna wa la tusir alayna, and give us preference over others. Don't give others preference over us. Well, that means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are seeking from him that he must not give others izzat and give others your ni'mats and then deprive us of that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to the Bani Israel, so much he gave to them, but when they disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he took it away, and the fazilat was given to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah became khayra ummah. But here what we are talking about is that we are seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he must give preference to us and don't give preference to others over us. And then after that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, warda anna, warda anna, oh Allah, become pleased with us, become pleased with us. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure is better than the ni'mats of Jannat. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dua, he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah wa a'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. Oh Allah, I seek your rada, your pleasure, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said Jannat. And I seek protection from your anger and then the azab of nar. Meaning Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is greater than the ni'mats of Jannat. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is the greatest. And then when he came to azab of Jahannam, said, oh Allah, I seek protection from your anger. That means the anger of Allah Ta'ala is worse than the punishment in the fire of hell. So like that he says, وَرْضَ عَنَّا وَأَرْضِنَا. First is that become pleased with us, and make us also pleased with whatever is your decision for us. Whatever decision Allah Ta'ala makes for us, then we seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala raza and happiness over that decision. Whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to decide, there'll be nothing but khair in it. If we are making the effort to do everything that is good, and we are making the effort to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we will make use of the means, we will make tadbir, because we are living in a world of means. But after that we are not going to get depressed. At present everybody seems to be getting depressed when we cannot seem to get fulfillment of our own wishes and desires. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as I have mentioned many times in my majalis, that Allah Ta'ala is not running some kind of parliament here that is going to have an assembly and is going to have discussion with us, and then he's going to take our mashwara in the cabinet, and then after that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will decide by what the majority says, even if the majority is absolutely foolish. Many places in the world, in many committees, the majority that are in those committees, they are foolish, they haven't even got the knowledge, but they are in the majority in that committee because they were voted in by the majority. So Allah Ta'ala is not going to go by majority and minority decisions. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to decide what is best for us. A little child who has got a severe cold does not understand that you must not eat popsicle and must not have ice blocks whilst your nose is running. But the child is demanding from the mother. The mother says, no, not now, not now. First you get cured, then you will get it. So the mother, instead of giving ice block and popsicle, is giving injection, taking to the doctor for injection and giving bitter medicine. Now the child is very upset about it. Say, my mother doesn't seem to like me. I'm asking for something sweet and the mother is giving me bitter medicine. But that mother is showing shafqat on that child. There's compassion, there's love. The mother is withholding that ni'mat which the child is demanding at this moment because it is not going to be good for the child at this particular time. Like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows that if this person is making a lot of dua, make me millionaire, billionaire, if he's going to get it now, then he's going to land in the casinos and discos and rave clubs and all the haram. How much of iman and yaqeen does he have? So sometimes it's a compassion and mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala that he withholds that ni'mat which we are seeking, and he gives in return some other ni'mat which we do not even know of, or he will remove some bala, some difficulty, azab that was going to come. So therefore we are going to make use of some means in tadbir, and after that we are going to be satisfied with whatever decision Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to make for us. That is what it means when we say that Raza bil Qaza. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali asked him, he says, Ikhlas se bhi koi aage ka darja hai. Is there any stage higher than the stage of Ikhlas? Now what can be higher than Ikhlas, sincerity in the person's actions and deeds? So he said, I don't know of anything that can be higher than Ikhlas. He said, Radha bil Qadha. To be happy and pleased with the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever He has decided is the best of all decisions. Again, that beautiful share, and I'm not going to leave it if it comes to my mind, even if you have heard it many, many times. Be-kaifi mein bhi toh humne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai. Be-kaifi mein bhi toh humne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis raah se wo le jaate hain us raah ko ashal dekha hai. The road through which my beloved Allah Ta'ala takes me, it is the easiest of all roads that I have found. Whether it is through sickness or difficulties or hardships or pain or problem, or whether it is through wealth and property and good health and good children and good home and everything else, I found that that is the best of all routes, whichever Allah Ta'ala has chosen for me. جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسہل دیکھا ہے، جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کریں اس راہ کو اثقل دیکھا ہے. And the road that we choose is the most difficult one. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that after these verses were revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned towards the Qibla. He made this dua. And thereafter he told us that whosoever will make amal on these 10 ayat which I recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take him straight to Jannah. Anybody who practices completely on these 10 ayat, Allah ta'ala will take him to Jannah. Now what is in those 10 ayat? Inshallah we'll discuss in the next majlis. And we'll continue discussing until Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. Alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala gave me tawfiq of making a lot of dua for all of you. Believe me, I said, Ya Allah, whosoever comes to my majlis, like that I make dua for every alim's and every shaykh's majlis and everybody's majlis, and make dua for the ummah. But at the Multazam and at the Rozat, the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, and many other places, I said, Ya Allah, those who come to my majlis, I have got absolutely no doubt in their sincerity that they are coming for your pleasure and for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They sacrifice their time, they sacrifice so many other things, and they come to listen with the niyat of making amal. So Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of making amal. Ya Allah, bless them with the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Bless them with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat, and change their life and my life. Give us complete reformation, complete transformation. Make us all your waliya kamil. Fill our hearts with such noor of taqwa and ibadat and zikr and tilawat that wherever we are, we generate that noor, that light, that people's hearts become affected and they also come into the deen of Islam. And those who are in the deen of Islam, their iman become even more stronger, even more qawi. And they get your marifat, your yaqeen, your muhabbat, and they enjoy those waves of your muhabbat in their hearts, and I enjoy it in my heart. Now so much of du'as we made, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir wa rahim wa tajawuz amma ta'alam innaka antal a'azzul akram. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghiseen, Hamare Hal Par Raham Farma, Hamare Hal Par Raham Farma. We are extremely sinful servants of yours, but you are loving, caring, most compassionate, most forgiving, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, gande hai, nalayak hai, badkar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere. We are your servants, we are your slaves. Where do we go, my Allah? We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from our right and left, from in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites above us. Which direction do we turn, my Allah? Fitnas in our homes, in our bazaars, in our schools and colleges, marketplaces, everywhere. So much so that in the Haramain Sharifain also so much of fitnas have entered. Ya Allah, filthy music can be heard on cell phones right near the Rosa Mubarak, near the Kaabatullah Sharif. In hotel rooms, filthy films are being watched. My beloved Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Protect us from all the fitnas. My Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? Mere Allah hamara banja, hame apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. یہی رات دن میں دعا. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, forgive. Bless everyone with complete shifa. Ya Allah, so many have undergone operations, so many are going to undergo operations, so many have met up with accidents, so many have been shot, so many have been injured. Ya Allah, so many are suffering from different kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Oh my beloved Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires. Those who are in search of marriage partners, those parents who are worried about their children finding marriage partners that will be compatible. Ya Allah, bless all of them with good, compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who are unemployed, Ya Allah, bless them with halal employment. Give them barakat in that employment. Ya Allah, whatever good desires, fulfill the good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the sickness, illness, weakness of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove their weakness, sickness, their pain, their suffering, their problem. Remove the suffering, pain and problem of the ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.